Hey, girl. What's up with you?
Wait a minute. Is this the right number?
It's, the Loser Line.
Come on. Just call me back.
If you're not familiar with the Loser Line, it works like this. Let's say a guy approaches you while you're out at the club and uses this charming pickup line on you.
Hey, I see you. I want to call you Babe Lincoln. Because I'm about to give you the Gettysburg Undress. Oh, historical speeches get me so hot.
Whatever you do, don't tell him to go French himself.
Yeah.
Instead, grab his phone with his mom's family playing on it and put in our phone number. And then tell him if he calls it, he can fourscore with you.
Oh my goodness. He's giving me the Lincoln runaround.
And hopefully he leaves an awkward voicemail that we can play on the air. Voicemails like this one.
Next message.
Hey, how you doing? This is Max. I appreciate you for giving me your number the other day. I'm just trying to contact you so we can go ahead and get these shoot dates for the calendar started. I appreciate you for being open to doing this. I know it's kind of weird asking someone to take pictures with rodents. You know, it's not an everyday thing to get asked, but I appreciate you doing it. The rodents we have, just to run them by you again, we got a raccoon, we have a couple of ferrets. And the possum is TBD because I have to wait on those rabies tests to come back. But once they come back, then we can get those in the chute as well. I'm pretty sure they don't bite, so we don't have no problems with that. But anyway, if you can get back to me with your availability, I appreciate it. So we can go ahead and get some fur between your fingers, get these pictures going. Thank you. Have a good day. Bye.
Next message.
I don't know what job that guy has, but I want it.
I'll take some pictures with some ferrets.
Yeah.
There's some nice Google pictures of them. They're really cute.
No, I know what they look like.
I don't know if I support you on that.
Okay.
But I will tell you, that guy did not sound creepy.
He did.
He sounded like a true professional.
Yeah.
A lot of times with a bunch of weirdos leaving messages. This guy really seemed like he knew what he was doing.
He absolutely. Does. Bring in your chinchilla. I'll have a stylist there ready to go.
Next message.
Hey, what's up? I just wanted to give you a call. I just want to let you know that it was really nice meeting you. You're super hot. There was something I really liked about you, which, this might come off as a weird compliment, but your elbows are the most nicely moisturized things I've ever seen in my life. I've met a lot of girls. People do not normally take care of them, and yours are great. They're not cracked. They're not, they're not dry at all. And I just really, really appreciate a lady who knows how to take care of all of her points and cracks.
Next message.
Points and cracks.
We're back to the creeps again. Yeah.
Your peaks and your crevices. You got them covered.
No.
Oh my God.
Some guys like to send like the emojis with like peaches and things like that.
Yeah.
This guy sees like the elbow flex emoji and he's like, oh my God.
Next message.
Hey, Gia. I don't know if you remember me, but like I met you the other day at the bar. And you seem like totally chill, and I could really use a flavor. I'm sorry, I mean a favor. I got like a friend who just like all the time says flavor instead of favor, and sometimes just like gets stuck in your head. But anyway, I'm gonna be headed south of the border for some business, but it'd be totally cool if you're available to take care of my plants. I just know my plants get lonely. And have you ever heard about like, I forget who made it, but they made a whole album for like music for plants. And like that, they love that album. So like if you come water them and just like, put on their favorite side of that record and just like let it run, dude, that would be epic. Like you get it, right?
Next message.
Okay. What kind of plants are there?
I wonder.
Yeah. I mean, anytime you say, I got to travel south of the border for some business.
Yeah.
Like, typically, you'd go, I got a flight.
Yeah.
Guess I'm out of the country work.
Yeah. Not going to lie, I'd still go, though, and then steal the plants.
You'd make a lot of money.
Yeah.
Remember, you can get the special Loser Line number if you text the word loser, LOSER, to 78592. Give it out to somebody who's been creeping you out a little bit so he can call us and leave us a voicemail. Voicemails like this one.
Next message.
Hey, hi. My name is Rick. Let me just start by saying I'm not a creep. I'm not a stalker. I'm not I'm really just looking to kind of meet up with somebody and, you know, kind of have a good time. And so I thought I'd give it a shot here. So, I'm divorced. I do have a job. I am gainfully employed. I am a welder. Gosh, I haven't done this for a long time. I'm not sure what to say, but, I'd like to maybe go out. I'm a good cook. I guess the best thing I can make is a mushroom omelet. If you like breakfast. I'm not looking for anything real serious. And if we happen to get together, you don't have to worry. You don't have to worry about anything as far as giving my son another stepbrother. I got fixed, about 4 or 5 years ago.
Next message.
Oh, I got fixed.
You know, I almost was going to go on a pity date with him, and then I realized I'm probably his son's age.
Yeah.
Well, he said, I'm not a stalker. I'm just, and I thought for sure he was going to say, looking through your windows.
It's a good message for any guys out there. Whenever you're leaving a message, don't start with all the things you're not.
Yeah.
I promise, I'm not a stalker. I'm not a child predator. I'm not a terrorist. I'm not a sock sniffer. I know you thought that about me, but I'm none of those things.
Yeah, it feels really like you bad. Are.
Yeah. The more you say
it. You deny it too much.
Yeah.
Remember, you can listen to the Loser Line regularly at this time every week. Got your phone tap coming up in just a few minutes.